The 10-Minute Math Podcast will help parents answer the two big questions. Why is math taught differently today?
And how can I support my own child at home?
We are your hosts, Jan
and Colleen.
We are two teachers crazy for math.
We are sisters from a family of 10.
Both of us have families that include 4 math-loving children and 2 grandchildren.
Together, we have more than 50 years in education.
We are on a mission to help parents use normal everyday routines, such as bedtime, playtime, or mealtime, as opportunities to build their children's number sense so that their children can find the joy, wonder, and beauty of mathematics.
So tell me, Jan, why is this mission so important?
We are educators and we know a child's confidence in math can be life-changing as these children develop interests that lead to college and even career opportunities.
We know you're busy, so we'll keep this weekly podcast short. Nobody has time for an hour-long podcast. Give us just 10 minutes a week and we promise to make it worth it.
Now it's time for you to take action. Click on subscribe to get notified every time a new podcast episode is released. And thank you so much for making math fun. Equation for fun, daily routines to make math connections. Welcome to our 19th episode of the 10-Minute Math Podcast. In this episode, we will talk about learning levels of a child's spatial reasoning so that you can identify your own child's learning level. Now let's get started.
As we talked about in our first episode, new research says that early knowledge of math not only predicts later success in math, but also predicts later reading achievement even better than early reading skills. Head back to our first episode if you missed it. Specifically, that early knowledge of math is referred to as number sense. If you're wondering why we are talking about a child's spatial reasoning and learning level, it's because spatial reasoning is one of the components of number sense.
That's right. In fact, author John Vandewall wrote about 4 components of number sense, which include 1, spatial reasoning, 2, 1 or 2 more and less, 3, benchmarks of 5 and 10, and 4, part, part, whole.
Spatial reasoning is our topic today and is defined as learning to recognize sets of objects in a pattern and tell how many without counting. Many games involve spatial reasoning, such as puzzles and board games with dice. We put together a whole math mini course on spatial reasoning, available now, that you can start at any time. This course is designed for parents, grandparents, daycare providers, and preschool teachers to digest in bite-sized chunks to fit your busy schedules. After taking this mini course, you will walk away with the resources and tools to identify a child's level of learning on the spatial reasoning learning ladder, and then find a corresponding activity card to support a child in moving to the next level.
So let's talk about the spatial reasoning learning ladder for a minute. There are 12 levels of learning, starting with a child's sensing quantities without any number knowledge, all the way to knowing larger collections using place value and multiplicative thinking. Let's try an example. Let's say I know my child can match sets of objects with 1, 2, or 3 objects. What level are they? That would be an example of spatial reasoning level 3. Once you identified your child's level, then you could find the level 3 activity card to learn of 4 different activities and or games you could play with your child during daily routines in just 10 minutes a day. One example that can be done during playtime is to make a set of 3 similar toys and then ask your child to make an identical set using different toys.
And once your child has mastered all four of those activities on your activity card, you could move your child to level 4, which is to name numbers in collections of up to 3 objects. Recognizing that 2 sets are the same in different is different than saying the number that corresponds to the number of objects in a collection.
Let's try another example. Let's say a child instantly recognizes and names collections of up to 4 objects, but not 5 objects yet. So that child is at a level 5 on the spatial reasoning learning ladder. Again, you would find the corresponding level 5 activity card and learn of the 4 different activities you could use with your child during your child's daily routines. An example of a level 5 activity is to flash pictures of up to 4 objects in a book at bedtime for 2 to 3 seconds and ask your child how many objects they saw.
So just in case you're wondering, the reason you would flash the picture for only a few seconds is so that the child does not count the objects one by one, but sees the objects as one set of 1, 2, 3, or 4. This idea reminds me of rolling one die and instantly knowing how many dots are on the die without counting. Teachers call this subitizing or subitizing, and is so important that is recently added to Wisconsin's new 2021 math standards.
Now let's try a third example. Let's say a child knows how to put 2 smaller collections of objects together to get a total of 7. Maybe they see a set of 5 objects and another set of 2 objects and know that it is 7, but they don't know how to combine larger sets of objects yet. This child would be at a level 8 on the spatial reasoning learning ladder. Viewing the level 8 activity card, I found 4 activities that I could add to my child's daily routines. One example of an activity uses dominoes that displays 2 sets of dots during playtime. You could pre-select the dominoes that total 7 or less for this activity, and then ask your child to choose a domino and to figure out the total number of dots on both sides of that domino.
Knowing the next level, or level 9 on a spatial reasoning learning ladder, is knowing 10 objects in a collection using smaller collections, you could easily add more challenging dominoes to that same activity. That makes it easy for a child to continue with a familiar activity, but also challenges him or her to move to the next level by increasing the number of dots.
We know that parents understand the value of reading to their young child, but many parents do not know how to help their child develop early math skills. Colleen and I were excited to hear about the new research we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast that says, early knowledge of math not only predicts later success in math, but also predicts later reading achievement even better than early reading skills. Knowing that supporting your young child in developing early math skills will support your child in both reading and math is huge, and Colleen and I want to help.
You are so right. We started the 10-Minute Math Movement to support parents in helping their own child to develop number sense. To find out more information, you can find 10-Minute Math on Facebook, TikTok, and your favorite podcast platform. You can also find our website at 10minutemath.com. That's TENminuteMath.com. And since November 1st, you can find our 10-Minute Math mini course on spatial reasoning available on our website, with more mini courses to come in 2022. Bye for now, and thanks for
making math fun.